This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Yesterday marked the first special congressional election of the Obama era. Voters went to the polls in an upstate New York district held most recently by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, who was appointed to fill the Senate seat vacated by Hillary Clinton. The results are still too close to call. Democrat Scott Murphy leads Republican Jim Tedisco by, get this, about 25 votes. And there are more than 6,000 absentee and military ballots still to be counted. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Special elections are sometimes harbingers of a new trend, or at least that's what the winning side likes to argue. In the 20th District of New York, Democrats are poised to claim a win as an endorsement of President Obama's economic policies. Republicans are ready to argue that a win for them would mean their national political fortunes have finally found a bottom. Reversing those fortunes posed a problem for the GOP candidate, Jim Tedisco, who found himself searching for the right way for a pro-business Republican to attack a Democratic opponent who's also a rich venture capitalist. Here's how he started out.
They picked a multimillionaire, and just let me make a point about that. I did not spend my entire life making a lot of money or trying to make a lot of money or becoming a millionaire.
But by the time the AIG bonus story broke, Tedisco had adopted a full-throated populist message, as in this television ad.
America is outraged about $165 million in bonuses paid to AIG executives after taxpayers bailed them out. Like AIG, Scott Murphy gave huge bonuses to executives in a company losing millions.
The National Republican Party spent heavily on this race, hoping to reclaim what had once been a GOP stronghold. President Obama weighed in but did not campaign in the district, spending just enough political capital so as not to be blamed if Murphy lost. The president endorsed Murphy in an email, and the Democratic National Committee ran this ad.
In the worst recession in a generation, upstate New Yorkers deserve someone with the right skills to represent them in Washington. That's why President Obama is supporting Scott Murphy for Congress.
Yesterday, on board Air Force One, the president's spokesman, Robert Gibbs, was busy lowering expectations.
You know, this is a district that has a sizable Republican voter registration advantage. So regardless of the outcome, to even be competitive in a district like that, I think demonstrates quite a bit.
At least that's the White House line. There are 70,000 more Republicans than Democrats registered in the district, but the district's been represented by a Democrat since 2006, and it voted for candidate Obama in 2008. Given all that, it's hard to see how either party will get much in the way of bragging rights here or evidence about the national political direction when the winner is finally announced in a couple of weeks. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.